Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If there's one thing we know how to do here in Appalachia, it's telling tales. And that's only natural, because we got a lot of folklore all its own. Made up of monsters, ghosts, jacktails, and a whole lot more. Sit back and listen now as we tell you all the lore of these mountains. You're listening to Mountain Lore, Tales from Appalachia.
Haints and boogers, Gina.
No boogers. No, no, no.
Oh, no. We're doing haints and boogers. Well, not the kind of boogers you're thinking about, but we've got some stories about witches and ghosts.
Ooh, yeah. Now that, yeah.
Haints and boogers, as they say. And the first story that we've got to tell is actually a good little story. It comes out of Wise County, Virginia. Mm-hmm. And it involves a fellow by the name of John, also known by the locals up there in Wise County as Old John. Because I guess he's old compared to young John. Anyway, Old John loved to hunt. And the thing that John loved to hunt the most was deer, which were plentiful in the woods in the area. Now, one day, Old John went to the salt lick where the deer were known to gather. He only found vultures finishing off the remains of one old big buck, which I guess that would be a big disappointment in one way.
Mm-hmm.
But on the flip side, it's actually good news, because that meant that where you found the buck, you just might find a doe nearby. Well, as John went looking for that doe, he happened across a rock with the initials LD written on it. Now, does that mean anything to you?
No.
No, it doesn't mean anything to me either.
No.
But to John, it meant a whole lot, because those initials stood for the name Lucia Doan, a self-declared witch who lived nearby in an old log cabin. Now, nobody went near her for fear of having some of their livestock or family bewitched, and usually John was no different. But he really wanted a bag of deer, you know, to put some meat on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Gina, speaking of bagging deer, there was nobody in that area better at doing that than Old John. In fact, Old John was considered the best marksman in the Cumberlands and was known to never miss a shot. Well, a couple of days later, John went back to that salt lick, and what did he see? Well, there stood a fine doe, one of the nicest he'd ever seen. Now, John lifted his rifle, took careful aim, and fired. So the deer got shot, and he got some meat, right?
Right.
Nope.
Nope.
Deer didn't move. She just shook her head, pawed the ground, and started toward him.
Oh.
She was moving so fast, in fact, Gina, that John didn't have time to reload and shoot again. So he, as they say, strategically retreated, planning to come back another time and try again. And that other time would be the very next morning. Old John went back to the salt lick. Once again, there stood that doe, watching him as he watched her. Again, he took careful aim, and he fired. And again, he missed. Only the second time in his life that he'd done that, in fact. Remember, he's the best marksman in the Cumberlands. The other time, of course, being the previous morning. Well, he headed back to tell his wife that that doe must surely be a witch. Now, how do you kill a witch, Jana?
Well, as I understand, if it's the same thing as vampires, silver bullets.
Mm-hmm. He didn't have any silver bullets, but he did have a couple of silver dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So he took those out of his pocket, proceeded to melt them down, shaping that molten silver into bullets for his rifle, and on he went for a third time to bag that doe. Once again, he approached the salt lick, this time with his trusty rifle loaded with those silver bullets he'd made, and there stood that doe, waiting for him to waste his time and ammunition shooting at her. Well, John took careful aim, squeezed the trigger, and fired. This time, the doe leapt up into the air and screamed like a woman.
Oh.
Then ran as fast as it could. Well, old John tracked that doe through the woods all the way back to that old log cabin where Lucia Doan resided. Now, folks, John was a brave man, but he wasn't that brave. Not brave enough to enter a witch's house alone. So he went off and got some of his friends and neighbors to come back to the cabin with him. Now, the group of men entered that cabin, found old Lucia Doan lying on the bed, shot clean through her heart with a silver bullet.
How about that?
So, yeah, old Lucia really was a witch, and she was out licking that salt as a doe.
That's amazing. And I wonder how much of that is true.
Well, I'm sure it's all true. Or it's a folk tale, one or the other. That's what we do tell here, you know.
Lots of witches in the hills.
And there's a witch in western North Carolina we want to tell you about, too.
Oh.
Now, her name was Old Nance, or as the locals called her, Mother Nance, said to be part Cherokee. And she lived high in the mountains of Macon County in an old log cabin which overhung an abyss. You know, you look right down into the valley and, you know, take the wrong step out the back door and that'd be your last step. Well, once upon a time, and I hate using that term, but we're going to do it here. Once upon a time, there was a young lady who was in love with a boy from South Carolina. Problem was, her mom didn't think he was good enough for her. She despised this young man, in fact, and was determined to stop her daughter from running off with him. Well, Mom had an idea on how to get this guy out of her daughter's life, and it involved Mother Nance. So she grabbed her daughter by the arm and hauled her up the mountain to Nance's cabin in hopes of stopping the girl from eloping. Now, it was known that witches hate marriages. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Hadn't heard that one. Yep. A new one on me.
And it has to do with religion and, you know, joining in holy matrimony, and witches, you know, they didn't like holy matrimony or holy anything.
I'm thinking it might be because you may be happy.
Well, that might be part of it, too.
Maybe.
Anyway, witches will do anything to stop a marriage. On this day, Nance ordered the girl's mother to leave. Now, once out of her cabin, Mother Nance scraped a turnip, which she ordered the girl to eat. Well, as soon as that first bite of turnip scraping hit her tongue, the girl's nose began to hurt. And it hurt bad. Soon the hurt spread all off to her cheek, almost up to her ears. At this point, Mom was brought back into the cabin and given the girl, who was taken home. Then the strangeness began. For you see, once that girl left the house, she noticed folks were staring at her. Turns out that the reason they were staring was because her nose was now hideously distorted and misshapen.
Oh.
And her South Carolina beau didn't much care for that, because he wanted that pretty girl that he was going to run off with. So he left her in disgust and horror at how she looked. Now, Mom took her back up to see Mother Nance, who gave her some more turnip scrapings, which she willingly ate. Once she did, the girl's nose returned to normal. But Nance warned her that should she ever try to marry anyone again, that horrible-looking, misshapen nose would return, and she would lose her lover.
Oh, my goodness.
Now,
well, that's one way not to get your child married, huh?
Now, speaking of Mother Nance, there's another little story about her I want to share with you as well. It happens to do with a neighboring farmer's bull, this fellow named Carr McCordle. On the occasion of one of Mother Nance's visits to the town, she didn't go there very often, that bull undertook to chase her. She turned upon the animal, looked it in the eye with a very fierce glare, and that bull turned tail, started running off. But that's not all that happened to the bull. That night, Mr. Bull went mad and rushed bellowing around the pasture, plunging into rocks and bushes until it finally wedged itself so tightly between two trees that the utmost efforts of the farmer and his friends to get it out were unavailing. What's more, the tale says that those bones are still there, stuck between those two trees.
How about that?
Yeah, Mother Nance.
And don't mess with the witch, even if you're a bull.
That's true. One last witch story I want to share with you. Again, this one coming from Wise County. And it happens to involve a dog, bewitching a dog. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Seems that there was this couple that came to visit, and they brought their little dog with them, just a real pretty little dog. And they happened to be out walking that dog one evening when this woman who lived nearby came up to him and said, "Oh, that's a pretty dog. Won't you give it to me?" I said, "Well, no, we love this dog. I'll pay you for it," said the woman. "No, I couldn't take nothing for this dog, because this is my baby. We've raised it from a pup, and there's no way we consider giving that dog up." Well, that woman kept on and on and on, and every time they'd say no, no, no. And so finally they just said, "Look, we got to go," and they headed on back to where they were staying.
Uh-huh.
When they turned around to leave, that old woman just flew into pieces. She was so mad. She wanted that dog. She hollered and said, "If she couldn't have that dog, nobody's going to have that dog. It's not going to do anybody any good." Well, they set off back to home, but they hadn't gone but just a little piece when that dog began to act kind of weird. Began whining and looking back the way they'd come. Well, they just kept pulling it on down the road, telling it, "Come on, keep on going." Finally, that dog just fell down in the road and started hollering, going round and around and around, and then it stretched out and was dead as a doornail.
Oh.
Now, most everybody in that neighborhood believed in witches back then. I think everybody in Appalachia probably did. And this man and this woman were no exceptions. They just knew that that woman that had been wanting that dog had to have been a witch, and she'd bewitched their dog. How can you tell whether an animal's been bewitched or an animal or a person has been bewitched?
Well, apparently the witch has a way about them that they put a fur ball.
Well,
under
sort of
their
a
skin.
Fur ball. It's a hair ball.
A hair ball.
Made
yeah.
out of a horse's mane. So what they did is they took that dog's body, he got his pocket knife out, felt around, cut the dog open, and there was this little blue spot in the flesh. And when he dug into that, he found the witch ball, which, as we said, was made out of the mane, sometimes out of the horse's tail.
Goodness.
So there you go.
Yeah, don't mess with the witches.
Well, that's it. That's some great stories.
Yes.
Just some witches. We're going to have to get together some ghost stories and tell you all some of those, too, here before too long.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, if you all have any stories that you'd like to share with us, stories you'd like us to tell to folks, let us know. Share them with us, and we'll turn around and share them back with you. Well, that's another episode of Mountain Lore. We appreciate the opportunity to sit here and podcast to you. If you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, you can do so at Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, or on your very own favorite podcast app. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook at My Appalachia. Till next we meet, y'all take care. So long, everybody.